When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We hope all of you are having fantastic Tuesdays wherever you may be across this great country or this great land. If you especially are in Georgia, today is the day, the runoff election, the completion of the 2022 midterm cycle. Herschel Walker needs your vote. If Republicans show up in big numbers today, Herschel Walker is going to win. If they don't, he's going to lose. That's as simple as you can get it. And this is a big deal because it would keep the Senate at 50-50. It would help to limit the overall power of Joe Biden to push through as many different radical left-wing judges as he wants. It would also, while it's disappointing that we're not going to win the Senate as we did, fortunately, win the House, the map for Democrats in 2024 is really bad. Republicans should, I stress, take back control of the Senate in 2024, and how much of a control there is in the Senate matters in a big way, Buck, based on where we're starting from. And this would effectively mean, if Herschel could win, that the Senate is a push.
I mean, the committee assignments alone, for example, the fact that Republicans get representation, equal representation on committees, it does make it makes a real difference. And also the filibuster hangs in the balance here, too.
And we'll talk with Senator Rand Paul about some of the particulars of that later in the show. But voting is underway and Herschel Walker is going to need a big turnout already in Georgia. This is also significant. Seven of the statewide races have been won by Republicans. Republicans won every statewide race in Georgia except for the Senate race. If you were super frustrated with what happened in 2020 in Georgia, two Senate seats go to the Democrats. Joe Biden wins the state of Georgia. If that bothered you, if that frustrated you, this is the flip back opportunity. Herschel winning today would give Republicans a clean sweep. It would turn Georgia back officially red, and that would help, obviously, in a big way as we get ready for 2024 and the election, and whoever is going to be the nominee for Republicans must win the state of Georgia in order to win the presidency. I think that's written in stone. I mean, that's a certainty. And so there we are. So I would encourage all of you in Georgia, get out and vote. Republicans, they need a big turnout. Not going to sugarcoat it. Herschel Walker is the underdog now. He's down a couple of touchdowns. This is the fourth quarter. And Republicans have to show up in a big way. So if Republicans show up in a big way, he's going to win. If we don't, then Reverend Raphael Warnock is going to have a six-year term So he'll be in office all the way. I mean, it's hard to do the math, even all the way up to 2028, Buck, which is pretty crazy to think about. So that's a long time.
I mean, how can you vote for a guy who pretends to own a beagle that he doesn't really own? I'm just putting that out there.
You
that
told
was
me
weird.
That. I didn't even know that. The ads that he has been running with a dog in them, it isn't even
his
actual
dog. It's not his dog.
He's got
a fake
dog.
I mean, look, beagles are great. They're a little loud for my taste, but they're great dogs. We all love dogs here. You can have a dog in the video with you when you're running for office or not. But if you have it, you got to own it. You know, this is how it's funny, actually, on like dating websites. One of the big, you know, when they do the algorithms, they look at it. Women, if they find out that you had a dog, but you don't actually own it, they get very upset. They don't like that.
It also is maybe the number one way for single guys to pick up chicks. Have a dog. Have you seen the data on that? That men.
Oh, yes.
That
but you can't fake the dog thing. It has to be your dog.
But if men own and have a dog, women find them far more attractive than if they don't. But yes, this is a fake thing. I think cats actually hurt men. This
yes,
is
Clay.
Also the study. Did you
this
see it?
This is true. Since we're talking to our male audience now for a second, guys, your purebred Persian is not bringing all the ladies to come a calling.
If you are a single man and you want to have more appeal for women, have a dog. If you are a single man and you have a cat, women will like you less.
Keep it
this
simple.
This is a statistical fact.
You know, Labrador, Golden Retriever, any kind of mix that you can say you got from a shelter, you're going to be good to go.
And so that is, this is the truth. So we're trying to help all the single men out there. What percentage of our audience do you think is single men?
Wow.
Good question, huh? We know that, you know, like we skew male, like 60-40 male,
I
right?
think 75% of our male, I think 75% of our audience is married would be my guess.
I think that's probably fair. I mean, there may be some divorced men out there and divorced women as well. But
well,
yeah,
I,
I'd say
but
75%.
I mean, have gone through them, you know, have been married or are married or at that stage of life. So that's what I would think.
You are the rarity as a man who is now 40 and has never been married. You
in
are...
New York, this is normal, just so you know. I know in Tennessee, it's not that commonplace. But in New York City, marriage age is like 35 is the average for a lot of folks. I'm telling you.
Yeah. No, I got married when I was 25. So that's certainly more common in the South.
But I didn't want to distract from... We obviously have to get... We have to get Herschel Walker into this Senate seat. We all understand what the stakes are here. It makes it much harder. We may very well be looking at even in a pretty good year... The next midterm, or rather the next election cycle, it may be a Senate seat or two, right? I mean, you're not going to get to 60 Republican Senate seats anytime soon, not based on where the maps are looking. So this really does matter. And I'm just so curious to see how much money the Democrats have thrown into this race. I think the last time around, it was something like in the Georgia runoffs, $200 million, I think, with those two races, something. I mean, the amount of money that is being spent on these campaigns now, and it's really just to blanket the airwaves with ads. I mean, that's where the money really goes, right? That's what you're just having the constant drumbeat of audio visual propaganda all the time, which kind of sad in a sense, because everyone realizes that the people that haven't decided yet are probably going to decide based upon the last ad they saw, or at least that's the mentality. Which doesn't really speak that well for the future of our republic sometimes.
Yeah, I was reading the Wall Street Journal yesterday, America's best newspaper, and they said that one particular station, Buck, I think it was the ABC affiliate in Atlanta, over the course of 2020, the runoff in 2021, and now these campaigns in 2022, has made almost a quarter of $1 billion in ads for political ads. Think about how crazy that is. Almost $250 million the Atlanta ABC television affiliate has gotten if you roll it up. And I think it was $83 million in this cycle alone. And the number that I saw was that basically Democrats are doubling what Herschel Walker is spending right now on his campaign. He's been wildly outspent in general. This race has been, I think it was 30,000 votes that separated them in the election in November. And so it's basically going to come down to Republican turnout. And let me say this too, Buck. There's a lot of focus out there on elections and everything else. The data so far is reflecting that when Republicans have lost in these tight races, whether it's Arizona, whether it is Georgia, if it ends up happening, it's because Republicans have split their tickets. Traditional Republican voters have been, this happened in Arizona in a huge degree, happened in Nevada as well, Republican voters splitting their ticket and voting for Democrats. Democrats didn't do it. Just pointing it out there, squishy Republicans, for whatever reason, are the reason why we are not going to win a lot of these close elections. So you can be angry at Democrats all you want, but it's your own party that has not been willing to get in line.
In the case of Georgia, I don't think anyone is going to be, it's really not possible in good faith to argue that in Georgia there was massive election fraud, for example, in this cycle, because all the Republicans have won except for Herschel.
That's right. So, 7 out of 8 so far.
We have to be very forthright, very honest about what's going on here. Individual candidates obviously matter, and this is like politics 101. And we have to see what it would take going forward. I mean, this if we look, let's not do the after action until we know. It's likely, I think, tonight it'll be called, right? They don't think,
I think that's
there's
right.
Outstanding. It's not going to be so
it's
tight.
Take and weeks.
It's also not going to take a whole bunch of days here. But this brings us back to our conversation yesterday a little bit, which is just we want GOP wins on the board.
Yep.
And it doesn't help to talk about things in a way that aren't mobilizing for those wins and looking to the race that we're in right now, because we're basically already in a presidential cycle now, everybody.
Yep.
We're already thinking about how you can have, because if you want major change, in a best case scenario, it's worth reminding everybody, even if, let's say, we had gotten to 51 Senate seats, which we didn't, but we do have a majority in the House, which is helpful.
Thankfully.
Gridlock was the best possible outcome. So for people who want an actually secure border, for people who want there to be major changes to national level regulation, for an energy policy that makes sense, for, you know, all of the above, drill, baby, drill. You go through the whole list. You need a Republican president and you need a majority in the House and the Senate to get this done. So we're really still on. It was never going to be amazing in the midterms, is what I'm trying to say. At best, it was going to be slowing down the Democrat machinery. And so the real election that matters, because we've had so much concentration of power in the executive branch, is this upcoming presidential. And we're obviously going to be talking about the day to day of the news cycle, what's happening every day in America. But eye on the prize now. If you want big things to change for the better, if you want that roaring economy we had before the pandemic and in 2019 when Trump was in office, we got to win in 2024. And that, well, I mean, Biden's probably going to announce, they're saying now January, February.
I would expect. Yeah. Look, I mean, he wants to he's going to talk with his family. He's going to announce. You and I are now both in agreement. I thought one of the big outcomes of the 2022 election was going to be that Republicans were going to force Joe Biden out of office, that he was not going to be able to run because we whipped him so soundly in 2022. That didn't happen. And Buck, it didn't happen because of Republican voters. It's easy to be angry at the opponent. And I understand that. But really, you got to sit back and say, what is going on that Republicans, people who voted down ballot all red, what is going on that those people, around 10% in Georgia so far, around 10% in Arizona so far, Republican voters, these are people who are already on your team, they are deciding not to support Republican candidates.
Some Republican candidates.
Just some, right? Because they're voting down ballot.
Right. They're not voting third party. They're not voting, you know, they're not abstaining or refusing to even go into the... If every Kemp voter voted for Herschel Walker, we obviously know it would have been wins in a landslide. It's a huge victory. So there are enough Republicans. What do we do to get them all on board here? And as for Biden and the future of this, I would just say, Clay, I operate with this rule now, having tried to fight against the commies for, it's going on my 12th year here, I guess, in media. Never underestimate the ruthlessness and the shamelessness of the left. You know what I mean? Like with Biden, the fact that he dodders around and they don't care.
All you got to do is say John Fetterman.
I call it the Fetterman effect. It's the Fetterman effect. At this point, just realize they'll vote for anybody as long as they get the policies they want from whatever they claim to be the quote leader, as in the the human being that they have named to this role. It doesn't really matter whether they can think for themselves or speak for themselves. So we will, like I say, folks, don't ever underestimate the ruthlessness and shamelessness of the left. That way you'll never be surprised. And by the way, speaking of the left and the shamelessness of it, aren't you tired of woke wireless companies? I mean, there's no shortage of them. How about this instead? Forget about all that woke left-wing nonsense. Get blazing fast data, talk, and text for just $30 a month from a company that actually shares your values, Pure Talk. Their service is on the same network, the same towers, same coverage as one of those other big guys, but you're getting it at half the price, 50% discount at least. And Pure Talk is the only cell phone service provider I know of that hasn't increased their prices in 5 years. You can start saving today without having to sacrifice on coverage or quality and actually get better customer service. How do I know that? I'm a Pure Talk customer. This is who gives me my wireless. This is who I rely on. Plus, you'll be supporting with Pure Talk, a veteran-owned business, and you're going to get an additional 50% off your first month. You make the switch from your phone. It's so easy. And once you've switched over, you'll be like, wow, I'm just saving money and getting the same level of service. Switch to Pure Talk, to a company that shares your values today. Dial #250. Say Clay and Buck, make the switch to Pure Talk. That's dial #250 and make the switch to Pure Talk today, because Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
So the media aligned with the Democrats, formerly called the mainstream media, but I don't think we should give them that title because why are they mainstream? They have not found it worth their time to do anything on the revelations from, remember, the CEO of Twitter bought it for $44 billion. He thinks it's really important. He's releasing it through Matt Taibbi's Twitter files, and big media doesn't care about this. They think it's a non-story. They're saying, oh, it's business as usual. They're crazy. Meanwhile, over at the Washington Post, the Bezos Post, owned by billionaire, remember, their billionaires are good. Our billionaires are rich and greedy and awful. They have a piece that is just out that Clay brought to my attention.
Yes.
That Shark Week lacks diversity and overrepresents men named Mike. Now, I'm just going to... Oh, and one more thing in here, Clay, I've got to say. They say that it also overemphasizes negative messages about sharks. Okay. I don't know how to point this out. They're trying to get people to watch, and a great white shark is a much bigger draw, much more interesting, because it can eat you.
Yes.
And therefore tingles the fear centers of the brain a little bit than like a tiny spiny dogfish shark or whatever that's, you know, 12 inches or 18 inches long or something. Nobody really cares. But I also think it's what guy's name, Mike, getting some shade thrown at them here. Not too many Mikes.
So this is funny in and of itself that the Washington Post would go all in on shark researchers need more diversity and sharks are being defamed. Cover this more than they actually did the Twitter revelations from Elon Musk. And I actually tweeted my good buddy, Jeff Bezos. I'm going to go to war with Jeff Bezos over the Washington Post now, Buck. Just full announcement, because I think this guy is running the Washington Post in a pathetic and fearful way. And I'm just going to attack him, because every time I see the Washington Post not covering stories that matter and covering, look, this is fun, right? Like, it's ridiculous. They're covering it as a somewhat serious story. But if you run a media organization and you didn't cover the revelations that Elon Musk revealed on Friday night, the biggest big company censorship that has existed in our lives, you are a joke. And so I think somebody at the top has to be held accountable for this failure, and I'm just going to embarrass him. I'm going to be tweeting aggressively at him, just a heads up, and calling him out. And I'm going to be calling him, essentially, Buck, a pussy willow, which I can say on the radio, because
Clay, your packages may start arriving really late, my friend. I'm just throwing this out there, you know. He is, I think, like the third or fourth richest man in the world
yes.
right now. So, you know,
I'll go to war with him. I got no fear. If you own a media company and you are making America worse because you are a coward, I'm going to come after you. And I think that's what Elon Musk is doing. Now, the opposite of what Elon Musk is doing is what Jeff Bezos is doing.
Whatever you're buying is going to be arriving late. No more Prime for you. All right, folks, we got to switch gears here for a second. Something really important. Tragically, every minute, unborn babies are losing their lives. But amid the darkness, there is a light that shines through, and that is the Preborn Pregnancy Clinics. This is a nationwide nonprofit organization with clinics in many states and cities where abortion rates are at their highest levels. Preborn introduces mothers considering abortion to their unborn babies through an ultrasound experience. Once they see that heartbeat, they see that precious life, the majority of the time, that mother will choose life for her baby. But Preborn doesn't stop there. They also offer love and support to these expectant mothers with maternity clothes, diapers, counseling, and so much more. Preborn is entirely dependent on you, the pro-life community, as they fight the abortion giants. So please, donate if you can. For just $28, you can rescue a baby's life. And now through a match, your gift is doubled, and 100% of your donation goes towards saving babies. Dial #250 on your phone and say the keyword baby. Again, that's dial #250. Say the keyword baby.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. By the way, we're going to be joined by Senator Rand Paul in the third hour of the program. I believe he is our only scheduled guest right now, although maybe Herschel Walker might reach out and give us a call during the course of today's show, as we certainly are dealing with that runoff that is continuing. But wanted to make sure that you're not missing what is going on right now with Joe Biden. Still has not been to the southern border since, I believe, Buck, 2008. The Biden campaign in 2008 came somewhat close to the border.
Can I just put this in the proper context? Because I tracked this one down. I think this is so interesting. They haven't even been to the border if you include 2008, meaning Joe Biden and his team. Joe Biden landed in El Paso, Texas, which is a city in Texas. Yes, it is along the border, but he did not actually go. In fact, he landed at the airport and headed north.
Okay. So he hasn't even been to the border if you count 2008.
Or maybe it was east, but he didn't go to the border is the point. I can't remember where he went. But
he has never been
to the border, Clay, is the end of the story. Yes.
That is their argument. They try to. It doesn't make them look much better that they cite 2008.
I mean, it would be like if I said I've been to Disney World, right? If I tell you, Clay, I've been to Disney World, I'll give you all the Disney World recs you want. And you're like, great, Buck. So tell me about your Disney World experience. I was like, well, I landed in the Orlando airport.
Yeah.
And then I drove down to Fort Lauderdale. That is Joe Biden's version of going to the border.
I, by the way, can give you every possible detail you need on Disney World because I have been to every theme park in America, it feels like, since I had three boys. This is something you have to look forward to, Buck. Whether it's Legoland, whether it's Universal Studios, whether it is water parks all over the place, and certainly the Disney experience with the three boys, I've been to them all. Having said all of this, Peter Ducey, you want to actually give Pulitzer Prizes out. Miranda Devine, who we had on yesterday. Let me just give Miranda Devine some praise in that interview that we had yesterday. One reason to subscribe to the podcast is we know you're all super busy. And it's sometimes hard to make sure that you hear everything. Miranda Devine yesterday, Buck, in the 12:30 segment, if I remember correctly, you can go listen to it, hour one on the podcast, was phenomenal. And it's something that I think everybody who listens to this show should listen to if you are concerned at all about big tech, censorship, collusion, which, frankly, I believe everyone in this audience should be. Having said that, Joe Biden was talking at the White House. Peter Ducey, who also, Buck, should get every award because he's almost the only person speaking truth to power inside the White House on a day-to-day basis. Biden is headed to Arizona. Peter Ducey, outside the White House, as he is preparing, I believe, to leave, asked Biden, hey, while you're in Arizona, big border state with a lot of border issues, maybe it would make sense to go by the border. Here's that exchange. Listen.
Why go to a border state and not into the border? Because there's more important thing going on. They're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise.
More important things, Buck. When you hear the president of the United States, who's going to a border state, say there's more important things going on, that should be a clip that is grabbed and used by Republicans because given the state of our border, there really is, if you're in Arizona and you're in Texas, very few things at all that are more important than the absence of border security.
And I do think that all of the polling for the midterm, especially in border states, showed that illegal immigration was a high-level issue. But back to our other point, if Republicans, even within the Republican Party, have other things that are going to make them ticket split, you're not going to, you know, immigration is not going to overcome that. But it is a huge issue right now for us, one, to just make the case about. I think the American people, we're being a little bit, there's a little bit of an incremental nonchalant attitude to this, right? Over time, you get exposed to the number, 200,000 this month, 200,000 next month, 200. This is crazy, everybody. The border is wide open. And you had just yesterday, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, circulating what they were calling, Clay, a draft framework on immigration reform. And the basics of it are create more processing centers for streamlined entry into the United States. Remember, we already have processing centers. They're called ports of entry. The people who are showing up are not going to the ports of entry because they're coming into the country illegally and they don't even want to wait at a port of entry. So, and they're overwhelming Border Patrol by doing so, which also then means that the fentanyl just flows through unrestricted, which is what's happening right now. I mean, this stuff is tied together. But the part of it that I found the most hilarious, first of all, some of the even GOP senators are saying, we haven't, like, this is a no-go. We haven't talked about this. Because I think they realized the Gang of Eight was a real moment. That was during the Obama administration where you had some Republican senators going along. And when people really got wind of what it was, amnesty.
Yeah.
And they felt that bait and switch coming. Here, the funniest part in the draft framework that they were sending around was they were saying, oh, an expedited removal for those who are not allowed to stay. We're not doing any removals right now. Until you change that, I mean, when I say any, someone's going to say, yes, we are. Okay, there's, you know, if you're like a MS-13 assassin and you've killed a couple of people, yes, we may remove. You know, we're not doing any real scale interior enforcement in the country. And until you change that, all this other stuff is nonsense, Clay, because you're just incentivizing, making it easier for people to come in illegally and making it easier for them to get in process to stay. So you're just going to get more illegal immigration.
Right. And that's what even you hear from the immigrants themselves is the reason why they started coming in overwhelming numbers is because Joe Biden won the election. And they all passed that message down along throughout Latin America and beyond. The southern border in America is open. And Democrats want you to be able to cross the border and enter into the United States. And the other part of this that I think is very significant, Buck, is if you want to work on immigration reform, that's certainly something that the United States government should work on. I don't want it to happen during a lame duck session when a bunch of senators that no longer have any power are suddenly deciding to vote on something on their way out when they don't have to face the voters over the decisions that they make. That's the opposite of democracy, right? I don't like lame duck sessions, period. And we talked about this for months leading up to the race itself, that if Republicans took control of some of the houses of Congress in the midterms, that there would be an attempt, because the Biden administration knows that effectively the gears of legislative movement are going to slow down and or hopefully stop for the most part. They're going to try to push through as much as they can in this lame duck session. And what are we seeing? A lot of lame duck movement, even with this stupid January 6th committee, which is still going. They're never going to end. And by the way, if I could have a wave of magic wand, I'd like a primetime investigatory dive into the 2020 election, in particular big tech collusion. I'd like to have that in primetime. I'd like to have these Twitter executives, these FBI officials who were involved in rigging the 2020 election. They want to focus on January 6th. I'd like to have that. And I'd like to have a primetime hearing on all the Fauci news and everything else associated with COVID. But they're trying to drag out this January 6th thing as long as they possibly can until the gavel officially passes. And that's not a surprise that they're going into this. But Buck, we said this was one of our fears, was what might happen in this lame duck session when there are a bunch of congressmen and senators who are not returning to office that decide that they want to do something politically.
If you're a Republican too, I'm just going to say it, you want to be on the boards of companies and you want to be invited into the corridors of power when you're anything that has to do with amnesty, corporate America, everyone should understand this bipartisan too. Corporate America overwhelmingly wants amnesty, wants more illegals. And some of these corporations, we talk about Disney a lot. Disney had a program. I remember talking about this when I was filling in for Rush maybe 2015, so 7 years ago. It's been a while. The end of the Obama administration. And Disney had a plan where they had people, when they were bringing in the H-1B visa holders, they were firing people, Clay, and then making them train their replacements.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So big companies love to be able to exploit illegal immigrant labor. The Chamber of Commerce Republicans, you can't trust them. And when you see what's happening right now, I think they're trying to lay the groundwork for anything that does not secure the border first, meaning that we shut down the illegal flow, is just an amnesty ploy.
A non-starter.
It's just a non-starter. It's an amnesty ploy. Anything that doesn't get the crossings down to their lowest level in 20 years, illegal crossings, is a non-starter.
No doubt. We'll continue to break this down for you as this lame duck session continues. But in the meantime, you know, Thanksgiving, I was over at my mom and dad's house. And my mom brought out a video cassette tape from my grandfather, who I was named after, the last Thanksgiving that he spent with the family. And she said, I've got this, and I want to make sure that your kids and maybe even their kids can see this video and know what it was like in the 1990s in Tennessee when our family celebrated Thanksgiving with your grandfather, could be their great-grandfather, their great-great-grandfather, what our family was like in those days. Chances are, if you're listening to me right now, there is a tape just like that in your family. Something that matters a great deal to your family in terms of the legacy, in terms of the family memories, in terms of preserving that for your kids, for your grandkids, maybe even for your great-grandkids. Technology evolves. It changes. And if you don't protect your memories, they will vanish. And all those old tapes, all those cherished moments, they're not going to be as easy to be shared with your family. How many of you even have a VCR now? How many of you can even play those old VHS tapes that you have that grandma and grandpa are in, great-grandma and great-grandpa are in? Maybe it's you when you were playing sports when you were a kid. Everybody's got one of these tapes right now. And all of you know that you need to preserve it, and you just haven't done it. Well, guess what? How many gifts out there for the holiday season, frankly, do you buy that you know don't really have that much of a lasting impact? How many different ties can you give Dad? How many different bathrobes can you give Mom? How about getting something that can preserve your family's history forever? Christmas is just around the corner. There's time now to get the best Christmas gift out there. It's a Legacy Box. Here's what I want you to do. Go to legacybox.com/clay to take advantage of a great discount for listeners. It's an American company, actually from my mom's hometown of Chattanooga, where my grandfather and grandmother grew up, right there in Red Bank, Tennessee. They've got a big factory that'll take care of your family memories. All you have to do is go to legacybox.com/clay for an exclusive offer. Again, trust me on this. The best possible Christmas gift you can give to your family. LegacyBox.com/play.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute's educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Where, oh, where is Dr. Fauci? What are we going to do without him? What is Clay going to be able to look forward to every day without being able to flip on CNN while he's on the elliptical? You're not an elliptical kind of guy. While he's on the...
I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that I have used the elliptical a lot over the years.
Very good on the joints, I will
say.
Great on
the
people
joints.
Always say.
I hate running, Buck. I despise like jogging long distances. I did a half marathon. There's a photo of me crossing the finish line, and I look like you just made me do the thing that I hate the most, which is pretty accurate. It's run for long periods of time.
But Clay's not going to have to look up at the gym and see Fauci on the screen quite as much. He is fading out after maybe 3,000 years in his job running the health component of the federal government that tells you to wash your hands after you sneeze into them. Here he is when he was recently asked, the Fauci, still bitter, considered the most famous alumni from my high school. It hurts. It burns. Here he is telling everybody that there is not a single moment, Clay, in his career that he would do over if he could. Play 17.
First, I want to ask you, is there a moment of your career that you wish you could do over?
You know, Yasmin, no. And I know people are going to respond to that, who say, well, what does he think? He's perfect. Absolutely. I'm the first to admit I'm far from perfect. But when you say do over, you know, I really can't see something that I would do completely over.
You know what's amazing about this guy is the expression of the false humility of I'm not perfect, but I've never actually gotten anything wrong, right? I mean, this is what he's doing. I mean, this is like, you know how when you're at a job interview, Clay, the worst job interview question, of course, is what would you say your biggest weakness is? First of all, I would never ask somebody that. You've hired people. I've hired people. I've been part of the hiring process in the government. And, you know, the best answer to that question is I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question. That's ridiculous. But don't you love the people who are like, my biggest weakness is that I care too much, or I take too much responsibility onto my shoulders and share too much of the credit. Like the false humility thing, that's a Fauci maneuver.
There's a ton of things that I would change in my life. Now, I wouldn't want to relive them. I think that that's sometimes an out. By the way, my biggest flaw, if I were answering that question, is I'm super impatient. So I get wildly frustrated when people won't move fast enough on anything. So that can be good. When you're like in a small startup, when you're in a big bureaucracy, sometimes it's not ideal. That's what I would say to that question. That's a good answer, I think, in general, if you want to steal that one out there because you're doing your own interviews. Buck, there are a ton of things that every single person would want to redo, right? We're all imperfect. So the idea that Fauci, now, it doesn't mean that I want to go back and be 22 years old again and have to relive the next 20 years of my life. I'm very happy with where I am right now. But man, I wish I bought Microsoft stock in 1986. I wish I'd bought Amazon stock in 1999 and just sat on it, right? I mean,
normal things. This is like when people say, if you could go back, you know, to your 20-year-old self, what would you say? And everyone says, you know, buy Amazon or invest. Yeah. Well, they might have said buy crypto. Not so much these days.
Yeah, not so good a move.
Not as much these days.
We told people we weren't the crypto team here because we never really
bought
it.
We were not crypto bros. I do not understand crypto. Do not start adding me on Twitter about crypto. I did know that NFTs were garbage. I will say that.
I felt comfortable about that.
You can sell certificates of ownership for the oceanfront property in Arizona to people and make a lot of money, but you know, you're not actually creating a valuable product that's going to stand the test of actual time and scrutiny. I'm just putting that out there. So here we are now talking about the Fauci. And Clay, you're talking about normal things. He got everything
wrong.
Wrong.
Yes.
There's no part of him that feels like, hey, I'm sorry. You know, I'm still mad
about saying stochastic the wrong way a few weeks ago. I'm upset. Fauci was wrong on masks, vaccines, lockdown, school closures, everything. He wouldn't do a do-over on any of it because he's not perfect. He's just the most perfect human being of all human beings.
When does his goodbye tour end? Remember when he told us he was too busy to come on the show? He's since done 4 billion interviews, okay? When does this goodbye end? He had his press conference at the White House. How is he continuing to do more and more interviews? Like, when is he officially done?
Oh, he's going to announce an MSNBC contract soon. It's going to be live from the Fauci Center. They're going to have to set up a camera very low to the ground so little tiny Fauci's legs won't be swinging off the chair. You see what's coming.
Oh, I hate the man. I do.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently.
Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helped severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It's already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes.
The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.